Hey, good morning. My name is Ibrahim Sani. This is Niaga Awani. We are broadcasting live from the Tun Razak Exchange, or TRX, here in Kuala Lumpur. This is D-Day for Budget 2023, and we're going to be covering some of the aspects of what to expect coming in from the budget presentation later on at the Parliament around 3 p.m. Now, of course, at 3 p.m. on Astro Awani, we'll be covering this on our budget show to be anchored by my friend earlier this morning. You saw him just now, Najib Arif, along with our other colleagues. So do stay tuned for our 3 p.m. show. But for now, we shall explore some of the precursor into the conversations of what the budget is going to look like. I'm sure a lot of us have elections on our minds, whether or not it's going to be called for one, for instance, or is it going to be a business-as-usual kind of Friday for you. But for now, let's look into some of the elements of the budget. One of the big things that we need to look into is on how this is going to impact investors coming into the country, more specifically into Kuala Lumpur. So joining me at the Tun Razak Exchange is our good friend, InvestKL CEO Azmi Zulkifli. Azmi, thanks for taking the time to hike all the way to Tun Razak Exchange. There's a lot of things that needs to be unpacked before we do all that, in case people don't know what InvestKL is all about. Maybe you could share with us the elevator pitch of KL, InvestKL, and perhaps then we can do the whole conversation to what to expect for investors coming in following this budget.
Good morning, Ibrahim. Good to see you. Just to provide a bit of context, InvestKL is an investment promotion agency under the Ministry of International Trade and Industry with a very special focus towards bringing large multinationals to set up their regional hubs here in Greater Kuala Lumpur. Secondary to that target would be to create high-value jobs in the Greater Kuala Lumpur area that would focus on high-tech innovation as well as sustainability agenda activities. It's important here simply because we wanted to center the regional hubs where the upstream activities are, the decision-makers are, so that they could oversee the region here from Greater Kuala Lumpur.
Now, of course, some of the elements that we need to look at is on how KL has been performing during the pandemic before we jump into what KL will look like for 2023. So for the 2 years that we went through the pandemic, has investment dropped in Kuala Lumpur? Are people shying away from this megapolis of the city that I call home?
Kuala Lumpur has seen a tremendous growth, not just from an infrastructure perspective, but more so from a substance and content perspective. In fact, during the pandemic, we had our best investment year in 10 years. Last year alone, we brought in 2.46 billion ringgit in investments into the country, creating more than 1,000 jobs from a regional and high-value standpoint perspective. Why would that happen then? The pipeline was good as we enter the COVID pandemic situation. And most importantly, companies were very focused on their investment and target plans. And more so during the pandemic, we see an acceleration of certain activities. More so investments in analytics, digital, as well as big data. And that's where most of these companies have expanded their activities from Greater Kuala Lumpur to cover the Asia-Pacific region.
Now, of course, this year it's half and half. First half was on us trying to recuperate back from the pandemic. And of course, now we're entering the third quarter, fourth quarter now. We're looking at business as usual returning. People are now returning back to the office, perhaps not as strong as before because of the fact that many of us, first of all, getting used to the environment of working from home. Number two, a lot of companies are introducing hybrid models. In fact, one big company, an insurance player actually, don't even track their employees any longer, whether or not they're coming to the office or whether or not they're doing work from home. As long as the output is there, as long as they are attending meetings, it doesn't matter virtual or physical, as long as the output is being done. Do you feel that this whole new trend of working is going to somehow impact Greater Kuala Lumpur in a negative way, in the sense that people might not necessarily have to come to Kuala Lumpur to go to work? They just do work wherever they are.
Certainly, the future of work that we are seeing today as a result of what has happened over the past 2 years needs to be also looked at from a different perspective. What we are hearing from our 122 multinational companies is, number one, we could operate in that scheme of things because the infrastructure here in Kuala Lumpur and Malaysia is stable. they could service, they could support their activities globally from home, from wherever they are. Mm. That's the most important thing. Mm. Number two, the maturity of the workforce, which certainly is more flexible. Mm. You're working from home, but the self-discipline that they see is respectable and none other compared to any other countries within the Southeast Asia region. Mm. That's very important there. And number three is, with this flexibility of working from home, working from office, they have straight through and continued with their hiring plans, where they can be a lot more flexible to not just get another office space, but to optimize their office space with a combination of having 3 days at home or two days in the office and vice versa. And that's where the flexibility that MNCs appreciate. They operate in multi-level or multiple time zones where they can do that. And certainly all these criteria has supported their activities as well as their business case in setting up a regional hub here in Greater KL.
Of course, one of the big things that we need to look at for this budget is on some incentives, perhaps even tax cuts, tax breaks, some form of ability for us to be a little bit more competitive amongst our partners and competitors here in this region to attract more money coming in. Now, I'm not just talking about foreign direct investments. Domestic direct investments is also a big feature. What would be some of the ideas you think should be in the budget that must be addressed in order for them to be a little bit more attractive to come to Malaysia?
When we talk about these multinationals setting up their regional hubs here in Greater KL, some of the more traditional incentives today are no longer viable. Mm. Are no longer related or to the operations that they want to focus on today. Mm. Imagine these large multinationals as queen bees, where we need to create and we need to incentivize the ecosystem creation. Mm. When we talk about the ecosystem creation, certainly how can they integrate better and work with the small, medium enterprises? Mm. Some of them are part of the global value chain of the MNCs. Yeah? And number two, how can they work better and closer with the academia today? Mm. Many people wouldn't know that today in Greater Kuala Lumpur, there are 41 public-private institutions of higher learning. Mm. And we want to open the doors for them to not just do a simple internship program, but to work with the graduate schools, graduate classes, to bring in the real-life problems of what MNCs have.
But what do you think should be inside the budget? Is it tax cuts? How would this help companies? Or is it something like an easy way to import workers? You specifically, you've seen a lot, you've spoken to all these multinationals, you're talking to high net worth individuals. What do you think is the vibe like? What do you think they want to see in this budget?
Sure. Looking at it from that perspective too, this is where training grants, R&D grants and innovation come into picture. Working with the small, medium enterprises, not just on business, but also on the sustainability agenda. How to move forward from that perspective.
Yeah.
So it's more from that angle and some works with regards to double tax deduction. When they do all these elements that integrates better to the community, to the society as well. Yep. So we are looking at it from the tax perspective and not from the usual 0% corporate tax and so on.
Likelihood, 0 to 10, 10 being very likely, 0 are very unlikely. How do you think this is going to be presented in the budget? Your gut feel, generally speaking.
From the ministry perspective, we have given our feedback.
Your gut feel, Mr. Azmi himself. Yeah, why not?
And we certainly like to see a good one. We are confident this will be an expansionary budget to address the relevant groups, including the small, medium enterprises.
Yep.
And that's where we are optimistic it will be there within the whole budget.
Okay, taking the lighter side of things, all these expats, all these foreign companies coming in and perhaps larger MNCs operating here and, of course, Malaysian companies as well. Where do you feel that whole vibe coming in from Kuala Lumpur? What's the most attractive things that you think can be shared that perhaps international investors are looking at us and watching us and they want to know more about KL?
Surely. Looking at it from that perspective, we ourselves are guilty of not knowing our city or wherever we are.
Right?
That's part of being here.
Yeah.
And we've got to walk the city where we see that over a normal weekend, we see a lot more people from not Malaysians who walk the city, enjoying the city and the street culture.
Mm.
If you walk down the streets today, there are many small medium enterprises setting up retro coffee shops.
Mm.
A trend today, a culture today.
Mm.
You can go around and there are many various nice gardens, parks and so on that those people enjoy over here too. 1 hour, 2 hour drive outside of the city, you will see a lot more different in terms of atmosphere as well as what you see from that perspective, the true Malaysia way of doing things.
Mm.
So it's a mix of combination of many things that they would appreciate more, the arts, the culture, as well as the uniqueness of Malaysia. And let us not start about food, right? There are so many things that can be done there.
Mm.
And this is where we are seeing this group of people, expatriates included, including even the ambassadors of foreign countries here, who are enjoying and just going about their way exploring the city.
And the mood right now, do you think the mood is optimistic for investments flowing into KL?
Certainly, for this year, we are seeing tremendous results. As at half year,
feeling.
As at half year, this is where the momentum has continued. And
you think the momentum is going to go on next year?
The momentum, the momentum is going to go ahead because there are a lot more collaboration as well as collaboration opportunities.
Fantastic.
And that's where many companies are more excited to talk about this on the ground with the relevant ecosystem players.
Fantastic, Azmi. A lot more that needs to be unpacked. That was Azmi Zulkifli, the CEO of InvestKL. We'll be right back after this message where we will bring in another good friend of mine, Aaron Sarma of Scale Up Malaysia.